This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. If you haven't voted yet, it's down to the wire. Today is election day across America. Polls are open in Columbus County until 7:30 p.m. More than 50% of the county's voters, around 18,500, cast early votes. State officials expect more than 1 million voters across North Carolina to hit the polls today. Some problems have been reported at local polling sites, but a few issues have been reported so far, and they've all been taken care of. We'll be bringing you the results from the Columbus County Board of Elections tonight as they become available. Call, follow ColumbusCountyNews.com on your favorite social media platform. Tune in to WTXY 103.9 on your FM dial or log on to CoolOldEastonBeach1053.com. A child is in stable condition in UNC hospitals after he was struck by gunfire in Sierra Gorda last night. The 4-year-old sustained a bullet wound to the neck. His grandmother was wounded by flying glass. Someone opened fire on their vehicle as it passed through town. Residents of the town reported hearing 30 to 40 gunshots around the time of the 8:15 shooting. Sheriff Bill Rogers said the family was apparently not the intended target. Investigators are working with the FBI on the case. Another shooting in Boardman early Tuesday morning sent a man to the hospital. And Rogers said an argument turned into a chase involving a four-wheeler and a car. Both parties exchanged gunfire, and one of the riders on the ATV was wounded in the leg. That case is also under investigation. Controversial signs turned up in Columbus County again over the weekend. Someone put an illegals welcome sign at the entrance to the Columbus County Board of Elections office on US 701. It was put out there between Friday and Sunday, but it was gone by Sunday afternoon. The same signs turned up in front of the county Democrat headquarters and the homes of several Democrat Party leaders displaying signs for the Harris-Waltz ticket, as well as support for Democrat gubernatorial hopeful Josh Stein. As Columbus County flirts with drought conditions, we have a little bit of good news. We could see 1/4 to 1/2 inch of precipitation tomorrow through Thursday. Check out the CCN weather update on our website. Veterans Day events are going to make for a busy weekend across our area. The County Veterans Day Parade is Saturday at 11 a.m. in downtown Wyville. Hallsboro Baptist Church will host a Veterans Recognition Service and Reception Saturday at 2. Nakana's Famous Veterans Parade is Sunday at 2. Monday, we'll see the groundbreaking of the new Outreach Center at the Veterans Memorial Park and a memorial service at 11 a.m. There will also be a Veterans Day ceremony at the courthouse at 11 a.m. Saturday is the big flock swap at Gerganus Farm Store in Whiteville. Chickens, ducks, guineas, geese, goats, and more will be available from 8 until 2. Organizers hope to add a tack shop to next month's event. The farm store is located in the Rosa Shopping Center on Madison Street. There's no charge to participate. Historian Chris Fonville will be the next speaker at the Southeastern Genealogical Society. That's going to be this Saturday at 2 o'clock. Fonville will be delving into the midnight ride of Polly Slocum in the Battle of Moore's Creek Bridge. It's a story from his latest book, More Curious Tales from Old Wilmington and the Lower Cape Fear. The Society meets at Whiteville Missionary Alliance Church, 623 Warrior Trail, Whiteville. Again, the meeting's at 2 o'clock this Saturday. Some members arrive early to share family history, and everyone is welcome. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.